Their project is they've committed to build between $600 and $700 million projects that will be a resort destination, which is similar to others that they've built around the country and around the world. That includes restaurants and retail and spa and entertainment. So the exact proportions of each one of those are to be determined, but we're going to jointly work together on a master plan that includes their facility and the collateral that we will build around their facility.
Is this going to be attached to National Harbor? National Harbor is already a vast resort off the Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
You know, I think there's a big misperception of exactly where this would go, and I think most people think that it would go in downtown National Harbor, when in fact there's a 30-acre parcel that's, well, let's say about a mile away, which is directly on the Beltway, paralleling the Beltway. It's about 30 acres, and it's got fantastic views of the river. From there, if you go up several stories, you can see into downtown Washington. So it's on a 30-acre site. They're going to use probably about 13 of that 30 acres, but we have an understanding that we're going to work together on a master planning of 30 acres so that it works for both of us, that what we build is complementary to them.
Right now, casino operators take only a third or take one third of the revenue generated. The state takes the other two thirds. One of the issues that lawmakers have to decide on is whether to change that rate, not only for this casino, but for the other five casinos. In the minds of Peterson and in the minds of MGM, this deal, what's a fair rate?
Well, I think that they've come in to this deal taking the same position that Caesars does in Baltimore, and that the rate that was passed in the Senate is a bill that they think could work for their resort facility as well.
And just to recap, that was about 40%, if I'm not mistaken. Is that 40%?
52-10.
Okay, fair enough. Why this location? What would this location bring to gaming in Maryland? Why is this location important to MGM and to your company?
Well, I think it will bring people to obviously the resort, but when people come to their resort, they will also have the benefit of we're going to definitely have some type of shuttle system and getting people between downtown National Harbor and their resort, and as well, we're going to build the Tanger Outlet Center. So there's a synergy that will exist basically between downtown National Harbor, their resort facility, the Tanger Outlets that we're going to start this fall. So I think when you combine the three of those, again, the synergy is pretty obvious and exciting for us.
You mentioned the Tanger Outlets. When will those open down at National Harbor?
Sometime this fall is when we're going to start construction, and I would say it's a little over a year's construction period. So sometime late 14 is what our expectations are.
With assuming it gets approval by the General Assembly in a special session next month.
Excuse me, late 13.
Oh, late 13. Okay. Assuming this gets approval next month by the General Assembly, and if they hold a special session, that's still an if, and then voters approve it. The Slots Commission approves this. When might this project become a reality?
Well, I think that we talked about today that they pay particular attention to the architecture and making it fit in with the surrounding community. I think our expectations are that it will take about a year to design and probably about two years to construct. So start to finish, from the time you flip the switch and say, hey, we're in a position where we can get going. It's about a three-year period.
Final question. Is there a deadline for this project for the General Assembly to act, for voters to act? Or is this something, I mean, this is an agreement, but it's contingent upon this various approval. Is there some sort of deadline in the minds of your company, in the minds of MGM, for the General Assembly to act on this?
We both recognize that until all of the appropriate approvals are in place, that we wouldn't be going forward, obviously. So I think that it's either when the referendum gets approved or depending on what goes into the referendum, the details of that, it could be in November, or it could be sometime shortly thereafter.
I know you've been meeting with the governor and with legislative leaders. How have those meetings been going?
Pretty promising. I think the governor has taken a great leadership position here and said, okay, let's do the right thing. And they appointed a commission to look at it. And it's not like the state hasn't been looking at this. There was a bill that was passed in the Senate. So obviously it's been debated enough for the Senate to get comfortable with it. It just didn't get as far along in the House as was hoped. And so, again, the governor putting together this commission to really get an understanding of the inner workings of how all this would go forward, again, was a great move on his part. And I think the Price Waterhouse numbers that came out last week, I think gave the commission a better understanding of what a sick site really would mean to the state of Maryland on an overall benefit.